T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. A greeting gold Tuesday. Here on the Fan, happy to have you. I'm Bart, that is Toby. You guys can chime in, 414-799-1250. You can reach us on Twitter, 1250 AM The Fan, as the Packers get a win last night. So their first win of the season. They score their first touchdown of the season. They actually scored a bunch of them. And it was Aaron Jones that scored a bunch of them via Aaron Rodgers. So a pretty good night all the way around for the Packers. The defense struggled in the first half and then did not give up a point in the second. So they really turned things around. So a good night for the green and gold. They get the win. Aaron Rodgers with 4 touchdowns. Aaron Jones catching a bunch of them and setting records for himself and for the Green Bay Packers. And they are 1-1 on the season. And all is right in Green Bay again, just as we knew it would be. Here's a few texts I got from friends and different people throughout the night. I'll give you like one line from each text. First of all, I wish I had the amount of friends that I have during a Packer game. It's during a Packer game. I'm trying to work, okay? I'm watching the game, but I'm, like, taking notes and trying to work and doing stuff for the show. And everyone I've ever known texts me about the Packers. Where are you the rest of my life? Why don't you text me on a Saturday and say, hey, want to hang? Why don't you text me on during the week and say, how are you and the kids and your wife? No, nobody texts me until kickoff, and then it's, oh, this defense sucks. Hello. Hi. How are you? How are your kids? Come on, man. Text. Let's have a conversation outside of a football game. So I accumulated a lot of texts last night. One text I got here. That was the least satisfying Packer win I've ever seen. Oh, okay. Another text I got here. I'm so tired of Aaron Rodgers. I wish he would have gotten traded. I can't stand this dude. I know he's good, but man, so annoying. Wow, Packers won last night, 35-17. These are just the people texting me. I don't know where you guys are at. Another text here. Rodgers is a D-bag. Get a haircut. The man bun is terrible. Oh, wow. Jeez. I don't know. They won. I get where these texts are coming from. Rodgers, I gotta just watch Rodgers as on the football field and stop listening to everything else. That's what I gotta stop doing. I gotta stop listening to the sound bites. I gotta stop listening to the press conferences. I gotta stop listening to him speak. Cause I don't think I like him as a person. and that sucks. I'm just annoyed. I'm just annoyed. I'm annoyed with his personality. I'm annoyed with him telling people to shut up in the press conference. I'm annoyed with him saying a swear word so he acts cool. I'm annoyed with his general demeanor. But he's one of the greatest football players of all time. He threw a touchdown to Robert Tonyan yesterday that he shouldn't have thrown. That ball should have gone to Alan Lazard, who was wide open. I don't know how he knew Tonyan was going to be open. The shot of him when he throws the football, Tunyon's not even looking at the ball. And then he threads the needle as if it's Super Bowl 45 all over again. So he looked amazing. So, all right, I'm going to play a clip of Rodgers from the press conference because I am having a hard time separating Rodgers the player from Rodgers the guy. And this is another thing. I don't know how much that I think a lot of people are excited they won last night. And so I don't want to spend the whole show talking about my feelings on Rodgers because I think a lot of you guys are excited. They won. I'm just trying to figure out, are my feelings on Rodgers and my friends' feeling on Rodgers, are we in the minority? Are we, like, in the majority? Here's just 60 seconds of Rodgers in the press conference last night acting like football's an inside joke that we'll never understand.
Earlier in the week, you said that there wasn't a change in preparation, but was there a change in attitude, especially after some of you guys said maybe there was some overconfidence going into the same team?
I don't know. I just guess I think we maybe tried to show that we cared a little bit more tonight.
You got the three very young guys in front of you tonight. How did they do?
Yeah, I thought they played good. I thought Josh played really good. It's just a feeling. It's not based on anything I've watched yet, but it just felt like he played really good. And if he's playing good, I expect those guys next to him to be locked in as well. I'm not done yet. Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead.
I apologize.
That's okay.
I just was going to ask the comment you made about trying to show you like you care a little bit more. Does it look, obviously you cared last week, but you feel like it looked like you didn't last week? Is that kind of what you're implying? How do you take that?
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
Great. So after week one, we're lectured that one game doesn't matter, and it's just the start of the season. And then after week two, oh, it's great to have a game like that and get the trolls off our back, he also said. I know he's so great, and I know this team doesn't win without him. Toby, and I know that they've got, 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play, and I know how good he is, and I know he's carried teams on his back. I gotta just separate it because I've grown tired of this. I didn't know how much I was gonna talk about this today. Cause I know a lot of people are pumped. I know that. We won. Rodgers is really ruining it for me. And that's how I feel right now. And I hate to admit it, but whatever. Who cares?
See, I don't mind the arrogance after a win like that. I mean, you're the best player on the field, and you showed that last night. Him and Aaron Jones played really well, and he has that confidence still that he can go out and have another MVP performance. Now, after a week one, it's kind of frustrating when you were like, well, where was this last week? But I don't mind Aaron Rodgers it's the same attitude he had after week one, really. He just actually had a good game in week two. I don't mind it. I mean, he thinks he's the best quarterback in the NFL. He's acting like it. And, these great quarterbacks, these great players, they have to have a level of, you can call it self-confidence, you can call it arrogance, you can call it whatever you want. They got to have a little bit of a belief in themselves, and Aaron obviously does. And so those are the kind of things that allow you to overcome terrible games like week one and come out and have a game like you did in week two. And I think what he did last night was he just kind of lived within the offense and then made plays when, did Aaron Rodgers type things every now and then, like that throw to Robert Tonyan like you brought up. Otherwise, I thought he did a good job of staying within Matt LaFleur's offense, and I think that's the MVP we saw last year was someone who would stay within LaFleur's offense, and when there was a time to make an MVP-level play, he'd make it. And I think that's what we saw last night, was him actually playing in Matt LaFleur's offense. And if that's the case, I think he can get back to that form. Four touchdowns last night. He looked good. I was happy to see him making some plays. To throw down to the sideline to Devontae was a perfect throw. Both throws on that drive, that and the throw to Tonyan, absolute dimes. Aaron Rodgers has still got it. He's going to have that arrogance with him. And so I think it's going to be a long year for you, Bart, if you're going to get frustrated with every little soundbite from him.
I know. So I'm not going to highlight this every game. I just, this is where I'm at after last night. They did play well. I mean, Rodgers, you're right. He played within the offense. They played patient. They used the run to set up the pass. You know, even when things could have gotten haywire like they did a week ago, they stayed true to the run. Aaron Jones, a monster in this game with the four touchdowns he had.
Well, I thought if you watch the Manning broadcast, they kind of broke it down why in the first half they just committed to the run and ran and ran and ran with the two deep safeties. And I think what happened in the first half is the Packers kind of took what was given to them. So they ran with Aaron Jones. They did those different things. And when you're trailing at halftime, you got to come out and realize that something's not working. Obviously, the defense stepped it up, didn't allow any points in the second half, so good on them. But the offense also changed a little bit, and they kind of let Aaron Rodgers do his thing. Like, at some point, you have the Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best, probably top five, top three quarterbacks of all time, at least talent-wise for sure, on your team. And at some point, it doesn't really matter what the defense is giving you and dictating. You got to just let Aaron Rodgers do his thing. And I think that's what Matt LaFleur finally did. I thought that throw to Devontae kind of opened him up a little bit. He felt that confidence come back. That was the first real Aaron Rodgers moment we'd seen. And then later on that drive, you see the throw to Tonyan. Those are the things that make Aaron Rodgers special. And I think it really helps him when he's able to feel like he can trust LaFleur's offense and take those things that were given to him. I mean, three touchdown passes to Aaron Jones. None of those are really hard passes for Aaron Rodgers, but he's able to get easy ones. And I think for the most part last night, Aaron Rodgers played mistake-free football. He missed a few throws here or there, like the one to MVS in the end zone down at the goal line. Makes up for it on the next play going to Aaron Jones. But I thought overall Aaron Rodgers played really well last night, and it's good to see him back on track.
Yeah, I expect those guys next to him to be locked in as well.
Say,
I'm not done yet. Thank you. Yeah.
Rhino says on Twitter, in Rodgers' defense, that guy did interrupt him right in the middle of him answering a question. Let me defend the guy who interrupted him. He wants to get a second question in. So normally they go around the room, they give him one question. And it is hard sometimes to tell if you're not totally in lockstep with someone what their cadence is when they're done with a question. That happens to me all the time on the show, whether I'm talking to somebody for the first time or whether I'm talking to, you know, like Toby or Horvat or Ryan Wood, both of those guys coming up later in the 9 o'clock hour. Sometimes you think someone's done and they're not. So that's what happened there. Pete says, I told you last week, no matter how good he plays, you emotionally butthurt fans would still fault him somehow. Can't believe you start the show with 12 bashing after that performance last night. First of all, his name is Rodgers. You're not any more cool because you said 12 instead of Rodgers. Second, what am I faulting him for? He's awesome. Rodgers is awesome. Where am I faulting him in a win? They won 35-17. Rodgers had, what, five touchdowns, four touchdowns? He was tremendous. 255 yards, a rating of 145. Some of the throws they had were vintage throws that Super Bowl 45 was his greatest game ever. He was threading the needle on some of those throws. He did that to Tonyan. He stayed patient within the system. He took the opportunities that were there. Yeah, he missed Marquez a time or two. He was bummed about that. Sure, he ran into a sack. Not great. But Rodgers played amazing. What I'm saying, Pete, is that for me, as a fan, I love watching this guy. And then when he talks, I'm annoyed. And after a loss, it's a problem. And after a win, I'm just supposed to shut up because the Packers won. Right? You can't lose week one. I'm still mad they lost week one. Okay? Everybody else wants to write it off that it was week one and there was no preseason. I'm mad you lost week one. That was a winnable football game. And you treat it... I'm mad about that. So, yeah. You want to wake up and celebrate a 15-point win over Detroit? Oh, wow. We never seen that before. I'm still mad they got blown out to the Saints.
So, are you still going to be mad if he keeps the same tone all year after every win and after every loss?
I don't want him to treat one game, losing one game and say, oh, it's just one game. And then win one game and say, that'll keep the trolls off our back. It's still one game. You can't subscribe to the one game theory, beat the Lions, and then think that everything's back to normal. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you bring up a valid point, and you talked about this yesterday. You said that that was going to happen, and it did. But I think this is how Aaron Rodgers is going to be all year. He's going to keep this same tone. He's going to keep this same attitude. So I don't know that I have a problem with how he's acting, because he's got that belief that he's going to go out there and play like an MVP again, and that's what's going to allow him to forget bad games if he has another one like he did against the Saints.
I had no intention of... I mean, I was going to bring some of this stuff up. Sure. This is the show. You guys call in with your thoughts. I share my thoughts. And I'm telling you, as a Packer fan, my experience is tainted because of the way this guy acts. That's it. I could lie, but I can't lie. This is the way I feel. John is in Jersey.
Bart, again, you make me call in for the fifth day in a row.
Yeah, I like it.
Listen, Bart, let's face it. Toby, come on. Our defense is horrendous.
Can we just talk about the Rodgers thing for a second? Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Look, Bart, you know what? I'm with you all the way on this, but I'm just overlooking it now because without him, we don't win.
Yeah, so I have to overlook it.
Yeah, we're going to be sorry. And, you know, I've been a Packer fan since 64. So we're going to be sorry when he's gone because we're going to wish we had him. But our defense is putrid. Putrid. Wait till Sunday night in San Francisco. You watch. What are they doing? I don't understand. I don't get it. No rush. Why do they rush wide all the time? They always go wide. They never go up the middle.
Well, the defense did hold Detroit to a shutout in the second half, so.
Yeah, but boy, it's Detroit. Come on. If Goff didn't fumble, I mean, really. I mean, I was impressed by Stokes, though. I mean, he made one miscommunication with King in the end zone when they scored the Lions, but that last play, he batted it down. I mean, that was like a point spread thing. Imagine if he had the Lions in 11.5.
Yeah, Stokes had two big pass breakups, or three of them, and two of them were on fourth downs. He had a nice game.
He did. But, I mean, we need help on the line. We really do.
I saw a great tweet. Somebody said... Joe Barry needs to tell his guys that they don't have to count to five Mississippi before they rush.
He had all day. I heard we're looking at Taco Charlton.
Yeah, he was in yesterday for a workout.
I mean, come on. Go get Geno Atkins or something. He's still around.
Yeah.
I mean, we got 49 wide receivers. We don't use them. I mean, I was glad to see Cobb get a couple catches.
Yeah, St. Brown caught a ball, too, for no yards.
Bart, you got to overlook him, Bart, because without him, as you know, man, we're done.
So what do you think happens against the Niners? Let's look ahead already.
Well, I just think the Niners are having a little problems with their running backs, but they always find a way to bring up some guy that we don't know about that runs for a billion yards against us. So I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of conflicted. I just think that, you know, I just think if our defense doesn't show up, we're in trouble, man.
Yeah.
We're in trouble. Well, listen, have a good day. I'll talk to you guys.
You too, John. John in Jersey, 414-799-1250. Mike the Painter. What's up, Mike?
Good morning there, Bart.
Good morning, Mike. Set me straight.
So, if you can't just, you know, Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. That's it. Who cares how he acts? If everybody cared about how somebody said something, nobody would listen to your show. But come on, that was funny. Bart. Bart.
No, I did.
I know you did. You just didn't like that I said it.
No. Oh, you even got the rim shot.
Yeah. But, you know, we want him to perform the way he performed last night. And I want to see him upset when he don't hit MVS late in the game like that for that touchdown. I want to see him upset. I want to see a little fire from him. I want to see him threading the needle like he does, because nobody does it better than him. Nobody puts that ball to Devontae Adams like he does. That's the Rodgers we want, and that's the Rodgers we were hoping we'd get, you know, when all the crap was happening during the offseason. But, yeah, you can't dwell on what he says at the podium or on Pat McAfee or whoever else he's doing an interview with. That's just, you know, that's just drama shit. Oh.
I gotcha. Gotcha, Mike.
You know.
You and Rodgers, you gotta get the microphone. You gotta swear.
No, you know, I didn't mean to.
Well,
it's
passion. I gotta let you go.
Hey, it's just passion.
That's tomorrow, Mike.
Hey, have a great day. Have a great day, Kobe.
See you, Mike.
All right, Mike. Just passion. Yeah. Okay. Tell the FCC. I'm just gonna go on a swearing tirade and say it was passion. Oh, okay. No, fine. Nick says I absolutely nail it. He's felt the same way about his flippant attitude for quite a while, always unable to look past the way he carries himself for his entire career. All right, let's fight about Rodgers today. Let's do that. I don't know, man. Even with the defense. So game one, the Packers suck, and then game two, they're better. So does that make game one not matter? They should have won that game. It should be 2-0. I want to win. I want a bye week. I want home field. And then the defense, first half, they were terrible. Terrible. But then the second half, they were good. So does that excuse the first half? I don't know. Like this team, if they're just going to turn it off and turn it on all year, it's going to be a roller coaster to watch, man. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Doug is in Racine on his way home from work. What's up, Doug?
Hey, I said I'd call back in, but hey, I want to congratulate Mike the Painter. He joins the former swearers rank.
That wasn't player. Mike the Painter's first slippage, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wasn't?
Well, no.
First time I heard him slip, but it's nice to know there's other guys out there like me.
Are you on the app?
No. Yeah, on the app?
Yeah, are you on the radio?
No, I was on the app.
Okay, yeah. The app, you do hear the swear. Over the air on the radio, Barty cut it off. Okay.
Yeah, I had the app on. And I just wanted to call back saying, because yesterday I said I'd call back to stay covered. And it looked, I got a little nervous with 11.5 when they were driving down. And I thought, man, it's going to be 11.
Yeah, I predicted an 11-point win. I thought the same thing that would happen did happen last night, although I thought Detroit would end up scoring. And they almost did. But again, Eric Stokes, great play.
Yeah. Hey, you go ahead and do what you do with Rodgers. I got no problem with that. You know, he put us through. Like I said, it was a hangover from the summer of him. So you go ahead and keep saying what you want about Rodgers. I got no problem with that. And one other thing, Bucks are world champions, man. I'm going to say it every day I call
it.
Yeah,
2 months and a day. It's been 2 months and a day.
Yeah. Very good. I watched the Manning broadcast over after I watched the first one. But they had Brett Favre on there. See that?
Favre told a good story, or Eli told a good story about trying to get to a bar once when he was 17 to see Favre. I turned the Manning broadcast on to start, and then I thought, because I realized it was like 7 seconds behind the ESPN feed. So I thought, I can't be behind. I can't be behind. And then I watched the ESPN feed for a play, and then I thought, man, I got to watch Manning's though. So I watched the whole game last night in the Manning feed. And I'm glad I did. I mean, they talked a lot about why the Packers were being so patient, why they were running. You know, Detroit was going with the two high safeties, kind of baiting the Packers to run, and then kind of baiting Rodgers into seeing how patient he was going to be, which he was. I just think that it's, you know, it's not like sometimes they don't talk, and sometimes Eli doesn't talk for like 7 minutes. But I think it's a great way to to watch a game. So much good insights. And sometimes they have the guest on and they get away from things a little bit. But if you want to, like, hear the game broken down in a way that only these guys can do, that's the way to watch it.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. Then I went to ESPN, and then later I watched it over, and I just watched the Packers offense. And I liked how they broke it down for the Packers offense. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
You should watch some of the defense, because Peyton was getting pissed at how the Packers were playing defense. And then they got really mad at LaFleur for trying to ice the kicker at the end of the first half, which backfired on him badly.
Yeah, that never works.
No, especially in the first half.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Doug. Sleep well tonight.
Bye. Yep, bye.
See you, buddy. Doug is in Racine, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan. Sam's downtown. Sam, what's up?
Hey, Bart, how you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. So a couple things. So I have my degree's in public relations and communications. And question for you, isn't it your job to sort of nitpick what people say and how they say it?
Here's what I was talking about this with a buddy yesterday who's in radio, my guy Grant over in La Crosse. I said, look, I need to remember that there's a lot of people that are tuning into the show today that are excited about the Packers having won. Like, they're excited. So I want to carry that excitement. I don't want to, like, air all my personal grievances about the way Aaron Rodgers speaks, because I think a lot of people just want to hear about, hey, they won, it was cool, you know? I think people want it real simple. But I can't help myself. And so I don't know what my job's supposed to be. I just always treat it like, hey, what I think is what I say, and you guys have the opportunity to tweet in and call in, and I don't let everybody on. I don't block anybody, so get in on the show and talk. But the way that I feel is, I think this season has already been less enjoyable because you knew this was going to happen. You knew all week they would win like this, where it'd be a close game, but they'd cover.
Yep.
You knew all week that Rodgers would have a big week. And then I don't know. I don't like that. I think I'm just mad about the Saints loss. I don't know. You can't lose that game.
I hear you. Well, you know, the thing is that you're speaking the truth, right? It's, the one thing that got me from that little clip you had, and absolutely, like, Rodgers is incredible, and we need him to win. However, it sort of, in a way, for me, makes the season a little more fun just to see what his reactions are going to be after every single game. However, the thing that sort of got to me, and, you know, besides the swear, I don't really care about the swear that much. It's the fact that he said something along the lines of this. You can play it back. He said, we came this week showing like we cared about the game. So if they can just, like, care one game and care not the other game, that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, Ryan Wood mentioned something on Twitter that I want to talk to him about around 9:35 today, how he's like, it's almost like the Packers didn't have a preseason, and after three halves, they finally found their rhythm. And that's fine, but I don't like that. You look at the first game of the season and say, it's just kind of like our preseason. Well, we'll get better as the games go on. These are games that count. I don't know.
Right?
Maybe I'm old school and think that regular season games count. Who knows?
I don't know. I've never heard of that before. That's like a new thing, I think.
Yeah, it's okay to lose week one. Just treat it like the preseason. Well, why?
It's almost like game one of the playoffs in baseball doesn't count. None of those games count.
No, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. It's the warm-up game.
Count. Exactly. Doesn't count.
And the Packers, they're in such a bad division. You know, I don't know if they want the one seed. Yeah, you probably want a bye week. The home field didn't do anything for them last year, but they don't have to play well. They don't have to play well every week because their division is so terrible that they can coast to a division victory. They've got the stakes are not high for them week to week.
They could probably go 8-8. They could probably go 8-8 and make the playoffs.
Yeah. I think that's why I'm mad.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, amen. Thanks, Sam.
Yep.
799-1250. 414-799-1250. Justin says, you're making this show about the wrong. Aaron Jones was the star. Good point. Aaron Jones rules. 17 for 67 with a touchdown on the ground. Caught three touchdown passes. I mean, it depends how you want, but that is a pass. The little flip ahead, that does count as a passing touchdown. Aaron Jones was absolutely great last night. One of four players in Packers history to have multiple games of four-plus touchdowns. Just four guys. Paul Hornung, Jim Taylor, Sterling Sharp, Aaron Jones. I want to talk a lot about Jones today because I saw early in this game people upset that Aaron Jones got paid. Even after last week, he barely did anything. Why don't you spend that money on a cornerback? Why don't you spend that money on a defensive lineman? Where is this team without Aaron Jones? Oh, he was tremendous last night. 414-799-1250. Quick break. More from you. Packers win. You wouldn't know it by listening to this show. Packers win 35-17.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Third and six, and the rain has started to fall. Rodgers zips one in there for Tonyan. Touchdown, Packers. A 22-yard strike. And for Green Bay, it's their first lead of the night.
That puts them up 21-17. They go on to win 35-17. The Packers even things up record-wise, 1-1 on the season. Brewers lost to the Cardinals last night, so their magic number stays at 3. That game finishing around the end of the third quarter. More on that a little later today. Rodgers, 22-27, 255 yards, 4 touchdowns. One of those goes to Tonyan. Three of them go to Aaron Jones. Tonyan 3 for 52 and a touchdown. Jones 6 for 48, 3 scores. Devontae 8 catches, 121 yards. Randall Cobb got in the mix, 3 for 26. MVS was targeted 4 times, no catches. I think the 4 worst throws of the night for Rodgers were all passes to MVS, and he only missed 5 throws. And 4 of them were to MVS. Some deep ones. The one at the end zone. I lost a fantasy league I'm in by 3 points. I have MVS. I thought MVS would have a big year. He could have. He could have had a big night last night. Rodgers and him just weren't on the same page. But unlike previous years where it was MVS's fault for not catching the football, last night was probably on Rodgers. He was pretty upset about that afterwards, that he missed MVS a few times. 414-799-1250. Other than that, he played very well. 22 of 27, 4 touchdowns, a rating of 145.6. So I spent the last 20 minutes or so not liking what he said in the press conference. You got to take the good with the bad because they're not the Green Bay Packers. They're not this good without him. He is still an MVP. He's still playing at an MVP level. He can still do it. I get mad that he didn't do it a week ago, but he can still do it.
Yeah. For any Packers fan who's wondering why you ever get the label as spoiled, Bart for the last half hour is exactly where you get that label.
Yeah, I know. Look, every conversation that I have about Rodgers, I understand. I texted somebody this morning. I said, I can't wait till he's gone. I would never say that on the show. This reminds me of how I felt when Tampa won the Super Bowl. Because the Packers lost the NFC Championship game, and I was like bummed out about it. But then when they won the Super Bowl, I got really pissed. I got really pissed because I was thinking, well, wait a minute. That should have been us. What the hell are we doing? So I got mad, but not in the moment. Today, seeing them win the way they did last night, I'm like mad about the... I'm more mad about the Saints loss visibly than I was at any time last week. I don't know. Now that I see them come out and dominate and play like they care... It's like, well, where was that a week ago?
Well, and you're right about this defense. I mean, do they just get a pass because in the second half they pitched a shutout in which it looked like Jared Goff had never played in rain before? I mean, what in the world? Jared Goff, when it started raining there hard in the fourth quarter, it looked like the Lions forgot how to play football. And then I think it's going to be interesting to see how Joe Barry adjusts. You go in the second half there and they play well. They pitch a shutout in the second half. They got no pressure in the first half. The second half, it looked like they started to dial up some blitzes. And I think you look at them, it's similar to how Seattle was last year, where they had no pass rush, so they go out and get Jamal Adams. And Adams basically turned into an edge rusher and just a constant blitzer. I feel like that's going to have to be something that Green Bay does, because they're not getting any pressure with their front four. They're going to have to dial up some blitzes and get creative. And I think they've got the secondary that they're able to do these sort of things. I mean, if you man up with Stokes and Alexander, I think they can cover pretty well, especially if you're going to be blitzing them. But you can't expect those guys to cover for the amount of time that Jared Goff had in the first half. So I think they're going to have to find a way to get some pressure, whether it's dialing up blitzes, running some stunts up front. They're going to have to find a way to do what they did in the second half, where Goff didn't have all day like he did in the first half.
Nate tweets in, I can't call in, but people need to get off the defense. Overall, they played okay. They had a bad first half, all right, but they still only gave up 17 points. That's true. The Lions, though, fell apart offensively in the second half. How much do you credit the Packers' defense for that? Their first drive, Jared Goff's running RPOs for 20 yards. TJ Hockenson's getting whatever he wants. Then they go on a 4th-and-1 where they should have just ran it up the Packers' throat, and they passed it instead. So is that, I mean, Stokes made a good play there, but it was a bad play call. Second drive, they fumbled right away. Third drive, they fumbled again, and then they had the punt. So the rain did a better job in the second half of stopping Jared Goff than the defense did. What was Joe Barry's adjustment? Let it rain? I mean... You can credit Joe Barry for that? It rained.
Yeah, I think the main adjustment I saw is they started to dial up some blitzes to get after him. But you're right. I mean, this defense needs to be better. The reason we're on this defense is because the standard for Green Bay is you've been to NFC championships and back-to-back seasons, and the defense has really held you back from getting to a Super Bowl. So we're not going to jump off this defense and get off their tail until we see improvement. Because right now, I don't know that I've seen improvement over last year. And if that's the case, then Green Bay doesn't want another loss in the NFC Championship. So there's every right to be on this defense.
How do you think the learning curve for defense is looking right now? What do you think it'll look like for the rest of the season?
Well, hopefully it's an upward trajectory. I think there's a lot of things that we can build upon. But certainly there's a lot of things that we got to do better.
They did pressure a little more in the second half. LaFleur had said that at halftime he told Joe Barry, hey, I got to either have you in coverage or pressure. You got to pick one. he didn't like tell him what to do, but he told him to do something. And the defense playing better, but again, aided by the rain. 414-799-1250. Carl's on the south side. Carl, what's up?
Yeah, listen, Bart.
Carl,
what I don't get is we got all of this Aaron Rodgers hate, okay? And I got to ask you one thing. Did you see us going 17-0?
No, I did not.
Okay, that's where we got to reel it in then. You know what I mean? And you, my guy, 100 grand. But we cannot continue to focus this energy, this hateful energy, towards the quarterback when we know it's the defense. When we know what we saw last night in the first half was an abomination, all right? We're not going to pretend like it's the defensive coordinator. It's not even a defensive coordinator at this point because we've seen it from Pettine. We've seen it from Capers. It's the players. They running out there with Lancaster. They're running out there with whatever damn linebacker that they can find every day of the week. I'm getting sick of it, man. We got Mike Daniels that's out there. You got Geno Atkins that's out there. But yet we're running with Lancaster, Dean Lowry. Bums like that. I mean, it pisses me off.
Kevin King is unplayable.
Oh, my God, bro. Dude got burnt the first play of the game. And I said, bro, why did we draft a cornerback, Eric Stokes? Why did we draft him? If you're not going to use him, you move Kevin King, slow, flat foot. Man, I was about to curse. You move him to the slot. But he's slow for the slot. You might have to push him towards free safety. I would put him at free safety and bring Savage towards the slot. Man, this isn't hard, man.
I would put him at free agent.
You know what? You're damn right I would. He wouldn't have a team because this guy is trash, man. Look, Kevin King, if you're listening to me, bro, I promise you, you are trash, bro. I mean, like, you cannot cover a cold, bro. You can't cover a cough. You are that bad at what you do, man. And I'm telling you, man, I don't know what type of fundamental breakdown that you have from the initial start of the daggone snap. You can't touch a guy. It seemed like you can't push a guy off the line of scrimmage. You can't do anything. You can't even turn your head, put your hands up. You are so out of position, it's not even funny anymore. I mean, damn, like, what are we doing? Then Matt LaFleur, I remember one thing that you said about Matt LaFleur, and I'm sorry to go off, but, man, this pissed me off. I remember you called him a snake.
When
he
first
got hired, you called him a snake.
Why?
When he first got hired, because you said you just don't trust his face.
No, did I?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And I said the same thing. I agree. I said he's too pretty to be our coach. He's too pretty. What I saw from Jim Harbaugh, all right, when I saw him say, like, Lamar, you want to go for it? You want to go for it? That right there let me know that it's fake love that he truly has for Rodgers, man. He's just there to go along with the ride. I'm telling you, man, this team, something is up with this team, man. It's not of the old Packer way, man. Because I'm telling you now, something in it is just it's uncohesive right now. Right? I'm telling you, man, something doesn't smell right. Something is rotten in Denmark. I'm telling you now, from the coaching staff, from the players, these guys are not bought in. Aaron Jones, I know you was going to give him his flowers, but the dude stunk up the damn game on week one. That's the reason why we couldn't get the daggone game off. And now we're making Jared Goff look like a Hall of Famer in the first half?
Yeah, at least in the first half.
Man, we make every bum quarterback look great in the first half, man. But look, Packers won. All right? I don't want to take that away. But, man, we got to stop making these quarterbacks look good, man. I'm really getting sick of it, man. Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT. We got to keep that going. I mean, he is really the makeup on an ugly chick. So, y'all really, man, stop with the spoiled routine, Bart. We got to stop that. That's the only thing I can't agree with you on. But other than that, man, we really got to get it together defensively, man. We got to get that defensively.
Well, I agree with that, Carl. Thanks for the call, buddy. 414-799-1250. Let me address anybody that is listening from outside of the state, because sometimes people do like to pick up the Odyssey app and, you know, I'm going to listen to what they're saying about the Packers today.
An
Odyssey station.
They find the station, they're listening, and they say, "Oh, these Packer fans, they won a game last night, and they're complaining. I mean, what's going on? We want to win a Super Bowl. We want to win a Super Bowl. A week two win against the Lions. What do you want me to do? Celebrate like it's the NBA championship? You want me to celebrate like the Brewers just clinched the division? They beat the Lions. And they beat the Lions because their secondary's terrible and because it started to rain. So I can't get up here and celebrate like it's the best day of my life. Dave is in Cudahy. Happy Tuesday, Dave.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Bart, I'm here to reassure you on all of your takes this morning. The Saints loss is absolutely brutal, and it will probably be that ugly mole on the body of the Packers season. Hopefully it doesn't come back to bite us in the ass later on, but Rodgers is awful, too. He's worse this season than he has ever been, at least personality-wise, and every time that he does that, I cringe a little bit. I'd want him to keep playing with confidence, but it's another story when he's playing with arrogance.
Yeah, they're too arrogant. I really do think that how fun the Bucks run was and how fun the Brewers are to watch. Like, the Packers they're not as fun to me.
Yeah, well, and especially when you're playing a team like the Lions, but don't get me wrong, I wouldn't trade it over a Packers win. But if the Lions would have won, I would have loved to have seen what Dan Campbell would have done at the postgame presser, because you know there would have been a high chance of him getting fined or something like that.
RJ tweets in and says, Rodgers is a guy that seems to take everything incredibly seriously, but would very much like to appear that he does not care.
That's a fair take.
Yeah.
Now, let's just focus on San Francisco, because they're legit. I don't care what you think. And I don't care whether they go out and get a linebacker or a defensive lineman or a new water boy. Just get the holes plugged up in that defense, because everyone knew that the only weapon Detroit had was TJ Hockenson, and he should have been locked down from the start. Be better, Joe Barry.
Yeah, instead we put a linebacker on him.
Yeah, well, he needs to identify and adjust. He needs to get better, that grown-up Cabbage Patch doll of a human being.
Yeah, but didn't you see he was pumped up and headbutted Eric Stokes in the helmet?
Tell me, am I crazy? Does he look like John Laurinaitis?
Eric Berry?
Joe Barry.
Oh, yeah, Joe Barry. Joe Barry. Let me just look at his face again. Yeah, there's some John Laurinaitis there, maybe. Maybe a little bit.
I just want him gone so bad. I have never wanted anyone jettisoned out of Green Bay faster.
Joe Barry looks like, you know, like you date a girl in high school and you go back to her house to meet her parents and you see Joe Barry and you know this guy sucks.
He's wearing that tucked-in polo shirt.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got a beeper, and his name's Ken, and he's like...
But you can't call him Ken, you have to call him Mr. Barry.
yeah, and he makes the joke like, the curfew's at 10, and if it's 10:01 that you bring her home...
No, curfew's 10, I expect her home by 9:30.
Yeah, he does look like
right
that.
Right as you walk in, there's a Bible on his TV stand.
Some people are into that.
No, I'm just saying he's there. It's there to present an image for you. Like, strike some fear.
But when you open up the Bible, the pages are cut out. There's a pistol inside.
Yeah. Ooh, Joe Barry, scary dad.
Thanks, Dave.
No problem. Have a good one.
See ya. Joe Barry. Joe Barry is the chaperone at every dance. Ain't nobody touching my daughter. Ain't nobody touching her. Not in this house. Not under this roof. 799-1250. Let's talk to Eric, who is in Toledo. What's up?
Hey, Bart. How you doing?
What's up, B?
I'm good. I'm driving back. I'm in Appleton right now. I came up for the game and spent the night in Shawano with my cousin.
Shawano, home of the, I think, the Sun Drop Factory?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just, it's dark. I got the casino. It's nice. It was nice to not have to drive all the way back to the Milwaukee area last night.
Yeah.
He was kind of hacked off. And when I first started listening this morning, it was a lot of the same kind of complaints. I think a couple – I like that perspective you brought in from Ryan Wood. You know, they did not play a preseason. And the NFL teams, especially when they're veteran-laden, they do this. And so the first games of the season are the preseason, and you really just have to throw that Saints game away. Sean Payton had his guys at a fever pitch. Why were our guys not at a fever pitch? I don't know, but it happens. I mean, we're Bucks fans, right? So we watch the NBA. It happens all the time, right? It shouldn't happen in football because there are fewer games, but just throw that away. What I was impressed by was as the game went on, and a part of it, too, that, you know, was the Packers getting up and taking the run away and forcing the ball into Goff's hands in the rain. And I saw improvement, and that's what I wanted to see. You're right, they will win this crappy division. Let's see if Gutekunst makes a move and trades a real pick, you know, first three rounds to get somebody, right? Whether it's another star receiver so that it's not MBS, you know, out there doing his thing. You've got a star opposite Devontae Adams or somebody in the front seven, preferably a defensive tackle.
Yeah, I'd rather go that way.
Well, you know, it's like going to TJ Maxx, right? You gotta buy what's on, you know, you can only buy what they got. But, that's what I think. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And, I just think if you're finding yourself complaining too much about the MVP of the league on your team, then you need to back it off a little bit, because I'll do the same thing, right? And then talk to somebody else and they say, wait a minute, you think the MVP of the league is the problem with the Packers? And leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, he was great last night. I'm a little bent about the way that they're acting. Eric, thanks for the call. Drive safe. But he was great last night. And he's going to be great all year. I don't like that they just kind of punted week one away. And I also don't like that it won't matter. So they punted it away. Week one don't matter. They lost the game. We all got up. It's first game in years or months. First game in months. A lot of people that I know traveled to the game. And they didn't even show up. And it won't matter. It won't matter. They'll still win the division. They'll still get a good seed. It won't matter. So then why did it matter to me? That's where I'm looking at the first game. And they roll into Lambeau Field last night, struggle for a half, got bailed out by the weather. And now they got to go to San Francisco on Sunday Night Football on the road. And I don't know if anybody feels too confident about that game. I think the Packers are 4 or 5 point underdogs at that point. That seems about right. That seems about fair. We can start looking at that one a little bit later in the week, but for now, Packers do even things up. How about that? The defense, first half, very bad. Aaron Jones, all game, very good. Offensive line played well. A lot to like out of last night. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Let's hear from you. 799-1250.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.